Welcome to the Beauty Advice Made Simple podcast, where busy women just like you can get clear, solid skincare, makeup, and beauty advice. If you struggle with understanding your skin, your skincare routine, and your makeup products, if you want to age gracefully and still feel beautiful and confident without hassle or headache, and whether your beauty routine is too complicated or practically non-existent, you, my friend, are in the right place. I'm your host, Jennifer, and I've been a licensed esthetician and a makeup artist for over 20 years. I know how confusing all the advice and information on the internet can be when it comes to trying to learn about our skin, our makeup, and our skincare products. And it seems that even with all this information coming at us from every direction, it's getting harder and harder to just get straightforward and, most importantly, non-sponsored advice. And that's precisely where this podcast comes in. So if you're confused by all the marketing from all the beauty companies and all the social media influencers, then this show is going to give you much needed clarity about how your skin actually works so you can understand your routine and your products in a way like never before. Because I always say, skincare shouldn't be hard. The best makeup is great skin, and you're going to look your best when you step into your God-given beauty. Sound good? Let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. So hopefully you got a chance to listen to episode 20, where I talked about water and why it's so important for us to drink water, how to incorporate more water into our daily routine so that we can be drinking enough of it for our health. And I hope that I put a little bit more of an interesting spin on it for you. I love all things health and beauty. But sometimes, especially when people are talking about health, we know that it's important and we want to learn about it, but sometimes it can just be really boring. And if you're anything like me, I kind of want to find out, okay, what's the bottom line? How does this relate to me in my life? How can I get more out of this information? So hopefully you were able to really just see why water is important, just really quickly get those quick wins, figure out how to get more water into your routine, and hopefully that helped. And I wanted to kind of go along that similar vein, talking about easy things we can do to just be healthier. And in turn, when we're healthier, our skin looks better. So what I wanted to talk about today was sugar, and also how to kick a soda habit, whether it's a diet soda habit or a regular full sugar soda habit, because so many of us love our sodas and a lot of our sodas have caffeine in it. So you don't have to be a big coffee drinker, but some people just love their sodas. Like, they might not even drink coffee, but love sodas. So sodas can be really, really bad for our body, for our health, for our skin, because of all the excess sugar if we're drinking full sugar sodas. And then if we're drinking diet sodas, often it's with these artificial chemical sweeteners, which are really bad for our bodies as well. So I just wanted to kind of start by talking about excess sugar and what eating too much sugar does to our body and does to our skin. We've heard about this over the years, over and over and over as adults, right? We know that excess sugar consumption is just not good for our bodies, either physically or mentally. If we are eating too much sugar, not only can we gain weight, right? We can have put our bodies at the risk of heart disease, type 2 diabetes. Some dermatologists are now even talking about the effects of too much sugar contributing to acne. And I find that really interesting because I remember growing up thinking and hearing that if you ate chocolate, it caused acne, but then they kind of debunked that supposedly. But now it's actually coming out that overindulgence in sugar can actually leads to inflammation in the body. And what happens? Inflammation, especially in our skin, breaks down our collagen and it breaks down our elastin. And collagen and elastin are what keep our skin looking firm, looking plump and And when we don't have elasticity in our skin sags. And also, when you eat a lot of sugar, your insulin levels spike. And when insulin levels spike, insulin is a hormone. And if you have too much insulin floating around in your body, what can happen is it can cause increased oil production in the skin. And excess oil, you know, oil is good in our skin, but if you have too much of it, it can clog your pores and it can result in breakouts. So long story short, too much sugar in the body causes inflammation and, you know, all types of damage to our internal organs and can contribute to heart disease and type 2 diabetes and all the things I was mentioning. But in our skin, it can lead to inflammation and breakdown of the collagen and elastin, and just it's not good. Now, if you are consuming a lot of sugar, whether it's sugary beverages or sugary snacks, you know, cookies, candy, things like that, I understand that sugar can be a really hard habit to break, especially because it gives us quick energy and it makes us feel good. It increases dopamine and serotonin levels, at least initially. Of course, we have that plunge hours after, but the moment you're eating it and in the hour or two after, you're on a sugar high, you feel really good. So it can be extremely addicting. And especially if we are consuming our sugar in the way of sugary beverages like sodas, it's especially hard to break because when you're drinking something, it takes longer to finish a can of soda or a big gulp that you would get at, say, a gas station or something. You are engaging in an activity that is repetitive, and the act of the constant sipping is very calming. So not only is it giving you that sugar rush, that sugar high, that serotonin and dopamine hit, but it's also very similar to when smokers talk about why it was so hard for them to quit, because it wasn't so much the nicotine that the body was addicted to. It was the actual act of looking forward to your cigarette break, going to light it, puffing, relaxing, holding it in your hand. So it's almost like a ritual. So that's why sugary sodas tend to be such a hard habit to break. So if you are in a sugary soda cycle and you're drinking sugary sodas or diet sodas all day long, and you know it's not healthy for you, you know that it's not good, you're finding it super hard to quit the soda habit, I have a couple of suggestions for you. I used to really, really be into the Diet Coke and the Diet 7-Up and the Diet Sprite, and for the reasons that I was talking about, as far as just feeling that it was kind of like a calming ritual to just always look forward to that soda break every afternoon. But I think I was also really addicted to the bubbles. I loved that refreshing carbonated bubble kind of, you know, you take that big sip and you're like, that feeling after. And that's a feeling that you just don't get from regular non-carbonated water, right? Everyone wants you to drink water, but compared to your Diet 7-Up or your Sprite or your Coke or your Diet Coke or whatever it is you're addicted to, it's really boring. You want that feeling that only a carbonated beverage can give you. So for me, I started to get creative and started to look for different ways that I could enjoy that kind of snappy carbonated feeling without having to worry about sugar or the, you know, chemical sweeteners that were in all the diet drinks. And I can remember about probably 8 or 9 years ago now, typing into Google alternatives to diet sodas. And I actually stumbled across a website called Trim Healthy Mama. And it was these two New Zealand sisters. I believe they're from New Zealand. And it was just a website that was talking about ways to eat that actually fuel your body, focusing on whole, wholesome foods. And just all kinds of health recipes and health-related advice, all the good stuff. I'm not sponsored by Trim Healthy Mama at all, but I believe they are still around and you can definitely go look them up and check them out. They have a ton of great health advice, particularly surrounding food and good wholesome food and how to cook good wholesome food for yourself and for your family. And I've tried dozens of their recipes, and they're actually really awesome. I even have a cookbook by them. But where I started with Trim Healthy Mama is they had a recipe on their website for something called moonshine. It was like this daily drink. They touted it as a daily health elixir, something that was a healthy alternative to soda. And it was the very first Trim Healthy Mama recipe that I tried. And I wanted to tell you guys about it because I don't know if you've ever heard of this, but if you're trying to break the soda habit, this is the thing that really, really helped me, because not only did it taste good, but it had that fizzy goodness that I was craving. Now, about the name, the Trim Healthy Mama Moonshine, the official name is the Good Girl Moonshine recipe. And it's, I think they just named it moonshine to be something cute, you know, just a cutesy thing. Never fear, there's no alcohol in it whatsoever. It's a good girl moonshine, so you're not drinking throughout the day or anything like that. So don't worry about that name. It's perfectly PG rated. So with this moonshine elixir, there are two really important components to it. And the first is just plain carbonated water. So what you want to look for is club soda. Club soda is super cheap to buy in the grocery store, and you're not looking for tonic water. Tonic water is flavored with sugar. You want unsweetened, just plain old seltzer water, club soda. So that's the first component. The second component is apple cider vinegar. And then from there, you can add different spices, different herbs. You can even add extracts, like the type of extracts like, say, vanilla or almond or maple or different flavored combinations. So the basic moonshine daily elixir recipe, that is that awesome alternative for soda, is you want to start with about 2 to 3 cups of water. So at least 16 to 24 ounces of that carbonated club soda, to which you're going to add 1 to 2 tablespoons of the apple cider vinegar. And then the basic recipe, the first one that I tried, called for 1 teaspoon of ground ginger, 1 pinch of sea salt, and if you can find pink Himalayan sea salt, that's really healthy for your body. Those minerals are just like nature's electrolytes, really great and hydrating for the body. And then 2 drops of an extract. I started with orange extract. That's what I did. I put about 1/2 cup of orange extract, and then you just stir all it together. Serve it over ice in a big glass. If you are out running errands, you can put it in a little stainless steel flask. It's a really refreshing and healthy alternative to soda. And not only does it taste good, it tastes like a homemade soda. But the best part about it is the apple cider vinegar is so unbelievably healthy for your body. Apple cider vinegar aids in digestion, it boosts your metabolism, and it also promotes a healthy gut. And if you like ginger, add it to that mix, because ginger is extremely anti-inflammatory. It is very, very healing and very glow boosting for the skin. And again, the mineral salts are going to replenish your electrolytes, and you're basically getting all that fizzy goodness without the chemicals of diet soda. So we all know, and we've all had it drilled into our heads, about how too much sugar is bad for our health. But what's been talked about more so in the last 10 to 15 years is the impacts of too much sugar on our skin, how excess sugar can age our skin. And it is absolutely 100% true. Excess sugar ages us. And the way that it ages us is that it leads to inflammation in the skin. When we have excess inflammation, our collagen and our elastin, which are proteins in our skin, the collagen and elastin breaks down and diminishes a lot quicker when we have too much sugar in the body. And it's collagen and elastin that keeps our skin firm and youthful. So when we lose it, we lose elasticity in our skin, and our skin sags, and we have wrinkles that form a lot quicker. And too much sugar in our body also leads to something called glycation. What is glycation? Well, what glycation is when sugar molecules, excess sugar molecules are in our bloodstream, they attach to the proteins in the blood and they form harmful molecules. It's advanced glycation end products. So just remember age, A-G-E, like age, you're aging. All that really means to you is when you have these ages floating around, they damage the collagen and they damage the elastin in our skin. So that's what you have to do, is you have to really try to cut the amount of sugar that you are consuming. And the good Lord knew what he was doing. He provided us with wonderful, nourishing, whole foods that contribute to health, contribute to vitality. It's when man takes over and we develop these artificial sweeteners, or we take sugar and we highly process and highly refine it, and we come up with things like high fructose corn syrup. These things have a really damaging and detrimental effect in the body. You know, when God made fruits and when he made berries and when he made those wonderful sweet things, not only are we getting the sweetness of those fruits, but we're also getting other wonderful things like vitamins, like minerals, like the fiber that comes in those fruits. But when we are eating these man-made treats, you know, like the cookies and the candies that have all of these horrible, rotten things like high fructose corn syrup. And when I say sugar, I mean processed sugar, not the type of sugar that you would find in an apple or a cherry, but the processed stuff. That's when it just really leads to all this inflammation in our body. So when we stay closer to nature, when we stay closer to what God provided for us, we stay healthier. And when you think about it that way, it really does make sense. So anything that comes in a package, anything that doesn't come from the ground or is more processed, you can bet your bottom dollar that it ain't going to be good for you. Too much is not a good thing. Now, I'm not going to be a total party pooper and say, don't ever eat a chocolate cake or don't ever drink a Diet Coke or whatever it is that you want to indulge in now and then is fine. But the problem is that we are overindulging as a society. And all this excess sugar is leading to a roller coaster ride inside our body where we've got these sugar crashes. And these sugar crashes affect everything about what goes on in our lives, for our moods, everything. It is a tough habit to break. I know that. Everybody knows that. But the thing about sugar is if you wean yourself off of it slowly, you will notice that your body craves less and less of it, to the point where you almost don't miss it. So that when you do eat something that is super sugary or drink something super sugary, you recognize it instantly. It's almost like a crazy jolt, like, wow, because our taste buds get super sensitive to sweet when we're not consuming it as often. When we are consistently overindulging in sweet beverages and foods, our taste buds get desensitized and we need more to actually experience that sweet taste. So there's a lot of women that don't really know about how too much sugar contributes to aging. And I'll tell you, if someone's a chocoholic, you can tell them that too much chocolate will lead them to gain weight. And it may or may not land. You know, it's a little bit like, okay, I know, and I don't want to eat too much and gain weight. But you tell a woman that she will look older and more wrinkled if she eats too much sugar, and you'd be surprised how quickly women cut out the sugar. It's real quick. So when you know that excess sugar breaks down our collagen, breaks down our elastin, leads to glycation in our body, and if knowing that will help you to cut back on some of these sugary things that you may be indulging in, then my work here is done. Because I know that when I found that out about 10 years ago, I was like, okay, I really cut down on the sugar. Not that I was a sugarholic or anything, but you know what it's like when you're younger, you really feel like you're invincible, you can eat or drink whatever you like, and time's not going to catch up with you. Well, time marches on. It's like what did Dolly Parton say in one of my favorite movies of all time, Steel Magnolia? And what did she say? Time is marching on. And before you realize it, you realize that time has been marching right across your face. And it ain't that the truth. So when you want to reach for something super sugary, try an alternative, reach for a piece of fruit, rather than reach for that diet soda, why don't you try that moonshine recipe that I told you about? So remember, the basic recipe for the moonshine to get the most health benefits are you need the unflavored seltzer soda water, you need your apple cider vinegar, you need your ginger, and then to add extra flavor, you can use an extract of your choice. I started with orange and really liked it. Lemon extract is another good one. You can even add some stevia for a little bit of sweetness. And if the apple cider vinegar is a little bit too intense for you, start out with about a teaspoon at a time. Work your way up to about 2 tablespoons at a time. But the more you can work up to the 2 full tablespoons of the apple cider vinegar in your moonshine recipe, the better off you will be, because apple cider vinegar is fantastic for your health. And another thing that it does that I didn't mention the first time when I was telling you about the recipe was that apple cider vinegar is wonderful for stopping blood sugar spikes. So a good hack is to sip on that moonshine all day, and especially before your most carb heavy meal of the day, and it will greatly decrease the blood sugar spikes going on in your body. I link for you to the Trim Healthy Mama website where they discuss the moonshine elixir in detail, and then they have different variations of the recipe that you can make. But the basic one, again, has that ginger in it because it's great for the skin. It has the apple cider vinegar, of course. And if you want to add a little bit of sweetness to cut the apple cider vinegar flavor in there, definitely add a little bit of stevia, or you can add something like a monk fruit. Any type of plant-based sweetener that is not a NutraSweet or an aspartame type of sweetener like Splenda or Equal. You don't want any of that, and you don't want regular sugar either. But you can definitely add a couple of packets of something like, you know, a stevia in the raw or a monk fruit extract just to cut that tanginess. But that is your basic recipe. So try that, and that can really help to kick the soda habit. Let me know how it goes for you. I would be really interested to see if this really worked for you and if it was something that you found helpful to help you kick that soda habit, whether it's the full sugar soda or the diet sodas. That apple cider vinegar is so awesome for your body. It is fantastic for your insides. It's fantastic for your digestion. And you are going to find that your blood sugar is going to be a lot more stable, and your energy and your mood is going to be on a much more even keel because of that apple cider vinegar preventing those high glucose spikes. So who would have known that you can make something simple like this at home in the morning, take it out with you all day, or if it's a day when you're at home, just make it up and sip on it all day. Who knew that something that easy could be so tasty and so health inducing? Just, it's an absolutely wonderful thing that I wanted to share with you guys, and I want you to try. That's all I have for you this week. I will talk to you very soon. God bless. Hey there, did you enjoy today's episode? If you did, it would be so awesome if you could just take 60 seconds and write me a quick 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You have no idea how far that goes in allowing me to continue bringing you this podcast, not to mention getting it into the ears of more busy Christian women who need this kind of simple yet solid beauty advice. And if you feel like you need more personalized advice and attention from me, I'd be glad to help you. All you have to do is take a look in this episode's description. You'll find everything I have to offer, from my free resources to all of my programs. You can also visit my website at jenniferchristofferson.com. Thanks for tuning in. God bless, and I'll see you next time.